experience. Weeknights 8 to 10.
Speaking of Tim Tebow, yes, Tebow got blacklisted. Although he at least
lots
had
lots of people get blacklisted.
He at least had two other teams give him a chance. The Patriots
barely,
gave him a chance.
Not very much of a chance.
The Jets gave him a
chance. No, they didn't.
The problem is he just didn't play well in practice.
No, but he doesn't play well in practice.
But speaking of Tebow,
he just wins games.
You know, well,
I mean, just say
one. I wish we'd have kept him. I wish we would have.
Oh my God! Could you imagine Peyton Manning and Tim Tebow together? That would have been like the perfect storm of nightmare quarterback coverage.
Would have loved it. He was the catalyst for Denver rebounding from the disaster that was Josh. What's his name?
Just remember that there's only one God in Denver, and that's John Elway.
Yes. And he made that call. But speaking of Tim Tebow, you know he's batting 300. He is batting 300, over 300 in minor league baseball right now.
Are you sure it's not 333?
It might be 333.
With 33 home runs and
well, he doesn't have
33
that many.
Stolen.
I think he's got a handful of home runs. But he's playing well enough that the Mets are seriously considering moving him up to legitimate single A.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Listen, I want to see what he does at double A. Because
double A is where you separate.
Double A is where you, that's your major leaguers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you talk about triple A, and I love the fact that the Rockies have the isotopes.
Yeah.
I love it. And I need to go get an isotope jersey.
We both do.
We should go get.
We need to get isotopes.
I want one of the hats, too.
I do, too. Their hats are cool.
The sponsor of the show.
Oh, that's a great idea.
This is brought to you
Let's
by
drive down to New Mexico.
Woo! Road trip!
Talk to the owners. Hey, guys. You don't know us, but we love you guys.
We love you guys.
Please sponsor our show.
Please sponsor. It's cheap.
And we could bring them on the air.
And do minor league updates. Yes. Talk about
all the future stars that we're going to be seeing at Coors Field. This is coming together like a plan.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it when a plan comes together. However, double A is where you get all your major leaguers.
Yes.
Okay. So, for instance, Zenzatella never pitched. He pitched in double A, I think, barely. Arenado actually was in double A. Didn't even go to triple A, I don't believe. Might have gone to triple A for very little time before it was brought up. But most guys, if you're major league, if you're going to be a major leaguer and you're no early, you get to double A and then you go. So I want to see what Tim Tebow does in double A and then we'll talk. I mean, he's got speed. He's probably scary. Jeff Hewson always talks about, having to face Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And saying that you could just hear him coming. I mean, and he you can see to this day, I've heard this story in person, and you can see the twinge of fear still in his eyes as you realize that this man was 240 pounds coming right at him, and he didn't have to slide towards the base.
Oh, no.
He could take you out, and you know what he's going to do? Take you out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen, if I was a catcher and Bo Jackson was running at me, I'm going to step aside and curtsy and say, there you are, Mr. Jackson. Enjoy your run. Please come again. Yeah.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Miss Jackson, if you have a death wish. So here are his stats. He's played 30 games.
Okay, so he's obviously an everyday player.
Yep, he's had 106 at-bats.
Okay.
He's batting .270, so I'm not quite 300.
.270 is not terrible.
.270 is pretty good. He has 21 runs.
Where's he batting?
You know what? I don't know. He's 13 ribbies, two home runs.
Two home runs.
One stolen base. Two caught stealing, so 18 walks.
Okay, that's the hardest part. That's 18 walks is an interesting thing. That means he's showing a lot of patience and a lot of plate discipline.
Mm-hmm. He has a .310 slugging percentage.
That's not good at all.
.620 OPS.
Not very good.
He struck out. He's walked 18 times.
Yep.
He's struck out 53 times.
Okay.
In
53 and 106 at bats.
In 168 at bats.
That's a little high. I don't know, man. I mean, that's proving that you are competent and proficient at baseball, but I'm not saying that they're thinking about moving him up, huh?
Apparently,
he must be leadoff. He must be like leading it off or something, because that's a low amount. I mean, there's a lot of plate discipline there. You have a large amount of walks, but the strikeouts are disconcerting. 270 is not bad.
No.
Two home runs is light. Slugging percentage of 600 is not very good. I mean, it's all right.
It's enough to get you at least a tryout at single A. I'd say
LeMahieu, if you look at LeMahieu's slugging percentage, it might be around 600.
Oh, well,
I mean, it's not, but see, Blackman's is way bigger. If you think about it, Cargo in the slump he had in April, right? His slugging percentage was 500, basically. It was 494.
So he's batting second, by and large.
Okay, so he's batting second, so he's a table setter.
Yeah.
So the power's not there, right? But they're not looking for power. You don't want to look for power.
They just want
from
to get
a guy
on base.
You want a guy who can hit doubles, because doubles turn into home runs.
Or they move, or they drive in a run if your guy in front of you got on base.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is that was like Todd Helton, when he was in the minor leagues, did not hit a bunch of home runs. And so there was a bunch of questions about his power.
Mm-hmm.
But he hit a ton of doubles. Now, he's the Colorado Rockies leader in most everything hitting, but doubles is big too. But what the thing is, if you can hit doubles, then as you get older and bigger, now obviously Tim Tebow is a bit different,
mm-hmm.
but as you get older and you get more muscular, those doubles, oftentimes half of them will turn into home runs, which is what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy that can hit doubles as a hitter. And so, hey, listen, he's a table setter. He's got some speed, needs some work. Sounds like he gets picked off a bit.
At 30 years old, he's never going to.
Is he 30?
He's 30.
That makes my back hurt, man. Again, that makes my back hurt.
So Tim Tebow at 30 is probably never going to develop into the home run hitter that, say,
no.
a younger Tim Tebow might have if he were hitting these doubles. But, I mean, I just thought it was interesting. I thought it was fascinating, speaking of a guy that probably got blackballed a bit.
Well, he did. I mean, listen, Ray Rice got blackballed.
He got suspended. And then no one was going to touch him. He was radioactive.
No one was going to touch him.
He was radioactive.
Meanwhile, what's that guy's name, you know, that played for Dallas afterwards after he was, you know, the video all came out about him.
You know the difference between that, though, is?
Video.
Not even that. One's an aging running back with a lot of wear and tear on his body, and the other is a defensive player that still can sack quarterbacks.
As I sit here and I see that Jamal Charles has a contract, and I see here that,
Adrian
Peterson has a contract, and I see the other old ass running back who's got a contract as well, who's moved on. I can't think of what his name is. But there's a lot of older running
backs. None of those guys hit their girlfriend or fiance.
Yes.
As far as we know.
Yes.
Had Jamal Charles done that? Even if we didn't have video, there's a very good chance that he would not be on a roster right now.
Maybe not, but I would say video, because there's a lot of guys.
I think teams are willing to take a chance on an aging running back if they don't have a lot of baggage.
Adrian Peterson was suspended for a year because he took a switch to his 3-year-old kid.
And yes.
Okay, listen, I get it. Like, I get.
What's worse, dogfighting or switching your kid? Because I guarantee you, I got switched when I was a kid. And in today's world, my mom would be a pariah.
I know.
But Vic killed dogs, and I love dogs. He stepped right out of prison into an NFL uniform.
Yeah.
So.
Because no one actually saw it.
They saw some of the aftermath. I mean, they had some pictures.
No, they did. They did all sorts of great stories on all the dogs that got saved from his thing. They didn't really show him killing any dogs.
Well, not like actually physically, you know, like strangling a puppy.
Yes. No.
I mean, there's no picture of Vic like with three other guys smoking cigars like strangling puppy. Woo! Saturday night. Past the, you know, reading.
SATURDAY night. Strangling some puppies on a Saturday night. Saturday night.
So, no, those pictures
don't exist. Michael Vick was strangling
puppies.
Well, see.
I mean, had they existed, there's probably a real good chance he never would have played again. But, I don't know. I wish the Broncos would bring in Colin Kaepernick, but now they're going to lose him to Seattle, and it kind of bums me out because he'd be a better quarterback right now than anyone on our roster.
Okay. I don't think so.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.